Amen. Well, if you love the Lord, say amen. Amen. Isn't it a joy to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Praise the Lord. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Thank God. We ought to be shouting about the blood of the Lamb, shouldn't we? I said we ought to be shouting about that blood of the Lamb. Thank God. I'm glad for the gift of life through Jesus Christ and His sacrifice on Calvary. Amen. I'm glad to be back in fellowship with God. Hallelujah. Sin took us out of the fellowship of God. But the Bible talks about a word called reconciliation. And that is that we're brought back into fellowship with God. Amen. But you notice the Bible doesn't say God is reconciled to man, but rather man is reconciled back to God. Amen. Instead of God coming down into our sins, God lifts us up into His holiness. Amen. Aren't you glad that we can sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus our Lord? Amen. Hadn't it been wonderful to be in God's house today? Amen. Just so many wonderful things. It's a joy to share this pulpit with all of the men of God that have preached today, and just the powerful, powerful presence of the Lord. Amen. Give honor again to Brother and Sister Philip Horton. Love them. Sister Doris taking the offering tonight. And certainly. How much? $5,010. Somebody give the Lord praise for that tonight. Amen. Certainly appreciate Sister Doris and Brother Ralph. What an influence and what a blessing he was to my life, and I know to this church and to our movement at large. Amen. And we've got a lot to go to heaven for, don't we? Said we've got a lot to go to heaven for. Amen. To see our loved ones that have gone on. Amen. Praise the Lord. To me, preaching is always, always intimidating and overwhelming. But certain days when you just kind of contemplate everything that God is doing, it just seems to be so intimidating. And tonight is that moment for me. And I've just kind of scratched and clawed to try to find the mind of God for this service tonight. Amen. So I ask you to pray with me, and let's just push toward this altar service tonight and ask God to give us victory. Amen. Ask God to give us victory. And those of you that have been here throughout the day know that it's just kind of, if God's moving on your heart and God's moving on your life, and it's time for you to pray and the Spirit of the Lord has touched your heart, you're not going to offend me by getting up and coming to the altar. Amen. Maybe God spoke today and you didn't respond and God's still dealing with you. You just obey the Lord. Amen. If you want to come and get saved, you come to this altar. If you need delivered, if you need baptized, amen. You just obey the Lord tonight. Amen. Because I promise you the Spirit of the Lord is here. And how many knows where the Spirit of the Lord is? I said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Praise the Lord. Amen. It is a great honor for me to have my wife with me in this meeting. And our oldest son and his new wife were here last night. But I appreciate her. And we've been together 27 years in marriage. And we just thank the Lord for her and her sacrifice to the ministry. Our other two children should be here later in the week with some of the folks coming up from Savannah. Appreciate the Davises, the Kerseys being here tonight from our church. Amen. Even though I was preaching, they came anyway to help. So God bless them. Amen. Acts chapter number 3. Would you stand tonight as we look to the word of the Lord? Amen. As Brother Daryl Mutter was preaching today, just a couple of things just kind of stirred in my heart. And I want to try to obey the Lord tonight and seek after His perfect will. Amen. Throughout this service tonight, Acts chapter number 3, starting at verse number 1, and we'll read down through the 9th verse. Amen. Acts chapter 3, starting at verse number 1. If you have it, say amen. Amen. The Bible says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, notice this, expecting to receive something of them. How many know God is going to outdo his expectations in just a little bit? But he was expecting to receive something. He was expecting a handout. if you would. He was expecting something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Took him by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Verse number 5, the Bible said that he was expecting to receive something. Verse number 7, the Bible says that Peter took him by the hand and lifted him up. I want to talk to you tonight from a hand out to a hand up. From a hand out to a hand up. Amen. Would you pray one more time before you're seated and ask the will of the Lord to be done tonight? Father, we love you. I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to preach your word. Lord, I am keenly aware, Lord, of my feebleness, and I just ask for the Holy Ghost to come by right now. I thank you, Lord, the way the Spirit of God has already ministered in this building. I thank you, Lord, for all of the witness of your Spirit through the songs of Zion. But now I pray, Lord, the Word of God would open our hearts and our minds. Someone in this building tonight needs to be lifted up out of sin. Somebody in this building tonight needs to be lifted up out of depression and discouragement and anxiety. Father, I pray tonight that the will of God be done. Give us victory around this altar. The devil is defeated. The devil is a liar. There is victory and power in the name of Jesus. There's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Lord, and I just claim that authority right now, and we just take authority over the devil. We pray tonight that chains would be broken. We pray, Lord, that addictions would be loosed. We pray sinners would be born into the kingdom of God, translated out of darkness and into light, names written down in the Lamb's book of life, forgetting their past, forgetting their failures, forgetting their mistakes. Lord, I pray right now the Spirit of the living God come into this building and do for us, Lord, what we do not think can be done. I pray, God, in the name above every name, in the name of the risen Savior, in the name of the King of Kings, in the name of the Lord of Lords, in the name that is above every name, in the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There is no God like our God, and we praise you in advance. I praise you, Lord. I thank you. Oh, my God. Somebody lift your hands and give God praise in this building tonight. Oh, our God is a good God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You believe God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we're able to ask or think. Amen. Why don't you just lift your hands and ask God to do it tonight? Glory, glory, glory. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, praise God, praise God. Bless the name of our God. Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. I said our God reigns in power and glory. I'm telling you, friend, there is a declaration, Brother Darrell. Amen. For every dilemma, whatever you're going through right now, I got news for you. Here's the answer. I said, are you ready for it? I got the answer. Whatever it is, I don't care how big it is, how small it is. I don't care the addiction. I don't care the sin. I don't care the problem. I don't care the darkness. I've got the answer. I said, it's one word. Amen. Do you didn't know his name. I said he was born of a virgin. I said he lived a sinless life. I said, do you know his name? I said they crucified him on Calvary and they put him in a borrowed tomb. I said, but on that Easter morning, he got up with all power over death, hell, and the grave. I said, shout that name, Jesus. I said, Jesus. I said, somebody shout that name, Jesus. I said, my Savior. I said, my Redeemer. I said, the soon coming King of Glory. I said, there's no God like our God. Oh, hallelujah. I said, that name, Jesus. Woo! Whoa! Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. How many know the God we serve? I said he made everything that can be seen and he hung it on nothing, for there was nothing to hang it on. I said our God, I said he reached down and scooped out every valley and he stacked every mountain. I said he gave the moon stars to shine and he put the sun in its place. If that God is that great, I said if that God is that great, why can't he not save you? Why can't he not deliver you? Why can't he not set you free? I said, there's a name right now. I said, he wants to set you free. In the name. I said, in the name. In the name. I said, in the name. I said, not the name of this church. Not my name, but the name. I said, the name of Jesus. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody lift your hands and say, God, give us an extraordinary service. Give us a service that we've been praying about. Give us a service that just sets men free. Glory. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Oh, stretch your hands toward heaven right now. Ask God to deliver her. Set her free. Oh, save her husband. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. Somebody in the back, shout that name, Jesus. Hey, somebody in the front, shout that name, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. One time, let's do it, church. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout under the voice, with the voice of triumph. Our God reigns. I said, let everything that had breath, let it praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hey, glory. How close are you to victory? I don't know, just a few steps probably. Glory to God. If you need to be saved, this is a good night to be saved. Hey, there's a girl that'll be coming up on the bus in a couple of days. Her name's Adara. And she got saved a couple of weeks ago. The homeless ministry we have, she got under conviction and she's had a rough life. And I won't tell you everything about her mom and her grandma. Amen. But I'm going to tell you. Amen. The deck has been stacked against that girl. She's never had an easy break. She didn't have anybody raise her in church. Amen. She's seen more by just elementary school than I've seen in my life. But she got under conviction. Amen. She called the leaders of the ministry and said, I want to get saved. They took her over to another house of some folks in the church. And they prayed for about 45 minutes. Amen. She was gloriously saved. Amen. She wanted to change her life. She wanted to change her wardrobe. She wanted to start coming to church. She'll be in camp meeting this week. Just a couple of months ago, the devil was trying to ruin her life. But now she's a child of God. I said, now she's a child of God. Her name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. Somebody ought to shout, because what God did for her is what God did for you. And what God did for you, he could do for somebody else. Hey! Glory! Glory! So I tell you, that's the way I feel doing it right now. Just give me some altar space right in here. Amen. Obviously, the Spirit of the Lord has come in this place, and there's some folks that need deliverance. Amen. Maybe there's some folks that need healed. Maybe there's some folks that need saved. Amen. There's a bunch of Holy Ghost-filled preachers right here that are going to pray with you. Whether you're a young man, middle-aged man, young lady, older lady, makes me no difference. But I tell you what I want you to do right now. The Spirit of the Lord has quickened you, and you're ready to be saved. Amen. You're ready to come to this altar and start your life over. You want to be saved. Would you start coming right now? This is a night to get saved. Come on right now. I don't care what you've done. I don't care who you are. Amen. I don't care how deep in sin. I said he'll lift you up. I said he'll lift you up. Amen. You've got trouble in your mind. You've got trouble in your spirit. But you need God to set you free. I said you need God to set you free. Come on right now. I said I want you in this altar. Would you do it right now? Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. I'm gonna work for a little bit. Amen. It may take me a little bit, but I'm going to work for it. All right. Hallelujah. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord doesn't show up like this. Amen. Just so we play patty cake and go home and have a little church service. There's some folks in this building. You've been walking the floor. You've been troubled by the devil. Your answer is not Xanax. Your answer is not a counselor. Your answer is not a new marriage. And it's not a new job. Your answer is to get into this aisle and get to this altar and let the nail-scarred dame, let the nail-scarred hand of Jesus reach down and pick you up and set you free by the power, I said by the power of the blood of the Lamb. Glory. I want your family first. Come on. Come on, brother. Glory. Hallelujah. When they get there, start praying for them. Glory. Somebody else, you say, I didn't come expecting all this. Well, I didn't either. I said, I didn't either. I said, I didn't either. You might have come just expecting God to bless somebody else, but God's got your name on it. I said, God's got your name for this service. And all you got to do is step out right now. Amen. Come on to this altar. I said, I'm not casting stones. I'm not playing the blame game. I'm telling you, there's help. There's help for your marriage. There's help for your spirit. There's help for your children. There's help right now in the name of Jesus. But I got to get you. I got to get you out of that pew. Oh, somebody lift your hand and ask God to give us victory in this building tonight. Glory. Glory. Hey. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Son of God. Glory, glory, oh, right now, God, comfort his mind, oh, comfort his mind, hallelujah, Brother Randy, y'all play music if you want, hallelujah, you say, I didn't come expecting to get healed. I didn't come expecting to get saved. I didn't come expecting, but God's got it prepared. I said, God's got it prepared.
God's got it prepared. You might be sitting in the middle of the pew and it looks like you can't get to the end. Just tell them, excuse me. Just, they'll let you out, I promise you. Just say, excuse me. It's not being rude. Amen. Tell them, I need to get to the altar. I've got an appointment at the altar. Amen. Who in this building back here? Why does the Spirit of the Lord keep pulling me back here? Who is this in this building right now that says I'm tired of wrestling with the enemy? I'm ready to put my foot on the enemy's neck and say that greater is he, greater is he, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I said the blood of Jesus, it's greater. It's greater than sin. It's greater than darkness. Hallelujah. It's your night. I said it's your night. It's your turn. It's your move. Hey, help him, Holy Ghost. Help him, Holy Ghost. Help him, Holy Ghost. Hey, would you stretch your hands toward heaven and pray for this young man? Ask God to let the Holy Ghost be his comforter. Quickly, right now, right now, quickly, quickly, quickly. Come on. Say, I got trouble in my spirit. I got trouble in my heart. Got trouble. But I'm needing God. You're not coming because you think somebody's going to cast a stone. I'm not casting a stone. I can't even call your name. But I'm telling you, your marriage is in trouble. And I can see the look on your face. God's wanting to help you. God's ready. God's ready. God's ready. He's put everything on hold. And he's saying, come on. Come on. I tell you, if I was in that condition, I'd just grab my heart, sweetheart, by the hand. I'd grab my husband, my children, and I'd say, let's go to the altar. We're going to have a move of God. If nobody else shouts, if nobody else gets in, amen, move right now. I said, it's your night. I said, this is your service. I said, this is your opportunity. But you got to come on. Amen. One more time. Church, lift your hands toward heaven. Amen. We need a breakthrough right now. My God, we need a breakthrough right now. Oh, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Hey. Oh, worship him, church. Worship him. We're going to have an altar here in just a moment. Come on. Come on. Front to the back and side to side right now. God's touched your heart. God's touched your heart in this service. You're wanting to pray. Whatever the issue is, I want you moving right now. Come on. This is my final call right here. I said, this is my final call right here. Hallelujah. The Lord has touched your heart. The Lord has quickened your heart in this service. There's an issue you want to pray about. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is here. The men of God, the women of God are ready to pray. But you just got to step out. Come on, sis. Amen. Somebody else right now. Come on. Come on. Come on. I said the waters are troubled. Meet me right now in this aisle. Join me at this altar. Oh, would you do it right now? I said, would you do it right now? Glory. Preacher, I need help. I need help. Well, come on. I said, come on. I said, come on right now. Glory. Holy. Holy. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Come on, come on, quickly. Quickly. They're still coming. Come on, come on. There's others moving. Come on. Oh, church, work with me. Pray with me, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. I feel victory in the house of the Lord, don't you? I said, I feel victory in the house of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I remember being a Rich Lance the first time and nobody ever telling me about that noon whistle. The lunchtime whistle. I was from Ohio. When you hear sirens in the background like that, whatever, that's tornado weather. That's take cover. I had no idea it was 12 noon and time to eat. I heard that this morning during the altar service. And I thought, oh Lord, that sounds in the house of the Lord like the sound of a jubilee. It sounds like that's the call from heaven. I'm going to set somebody free. I'm going to set somebody free. I feel that same spirit tonight. Amen. You're down and discouraged. But I hear the voice of heaven saying, rise up. Rise up. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. For when I fall, I shall arise. I shall arise. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There's victory right now. I said, there's victory in God's house right now. Glory. 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 Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I can't. If you're a married couple and you're in this building and you want the Lord to help your marriage, your home, I'm not saying anything has happened. I'm just saying you want the Lord to help you and your spouse. I'm not one that throws out numbers. I'm not, but I'm telling you, it's more than one. It's more than one. You're wanting the Lord to help you. You're needing the help of God right now. You've been under pressure. You've been under pressure. You've been under pressure. And it's weighing spiritually on your marriage. I want you to come right now. I want you to come right now. I want you to come right now. Amen. I'm telling you, there's at least five couples in this building. That's one. Oh, come on right now. Come on right now. Quickly, quickly, quickly do it. Oh, while we start worshiping God. Amen. While we're going to sing and shout and worship God and magnify God. Amen. But I want you moving. I say, come on right now. Amen. There's number three. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Amen. The devil's after our families. The devil's after our homes. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, I said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord, oh hallelujah, I said, there's number four, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. Oh hallelujah, I said, the devil is defeated. The devil is a liar. Oh, somebody shout tonight, I said, that God is helping his people. Glory! Oh, bless the Lord! Bless the Lord! Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Oh, praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Is this all? We're getting all ready to come to the altar. Have you obeyed the Lord? Have you obeyed the Lord? Have you obeyed the Lord tonight? Glory. All right. Every child of God, as many as can, come on, let's move toward this altar right now. Amen. Come on, let's push in right now. Let's make an altar before God. You may not be able to get to the front, but right where you're at, come on, turn your pew into an altar. Magnify the name of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing for a while. Let's worship God for a while.
Oh, God. He's passing by this moment.
Hey, come on. Oh, if you're here and you're a sinner, quickly, come on.